Tantor Audio presents Rivers of Gold by Tracy Peterson. Narrated by Laurel Merlington. Part 1. October, 1898. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 22. Chapter 1. Miranda Colton floated in a sea of warmth, the sensation unlike any she had ever known. "Maybe I've died," she thought. "Maybe I've died, and this is heaven." She attempted to open her eyes to confirm her thoughts, but her eyelids were too heavy. Drifting in and out of a hazy sleep, Miranda knew nothing but the comfort and assurance that all was well. There was no sense of panic, no fear of the unknown. Her spirit rested in complete peace. In her dreams, she saw herself as a young child, happily playing in fields of flowers, the mist of the ocean upon her skin, the salty taste upon her lips. She lifted her face to the sun and felt the delicious warmth engulf her. She would like to stay here forever, safe and warm, happily contented among the green grasses and colorful flowers. At times, a delicate aroma wafted through the air, delighting her further with the luscious scent of roses, honeysuckle, and lilacs. Then voices called to her. Miranda didn't recognize the language, but somehow she knew the words were being spoken to her. She struggled to listen, to understand. With great difficulty, she opened her eyes and stared into the brown, well-worn face of an old woman. Miranda felt no sense of recollection at the sight of the series.